After the podcast this week, we've got a little talk with John Ratzenberger. He is Hammy, the pig from Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 4, and every basically Pixar movie that's ever made he's been in. And we'll stick around and have that after the closing jingle on this podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Yes, we're here again. It's the podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs, and you can get guaranteed low prices and excellent, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Third day.
Oop, I hit the wrong thing. Where's my little... Oh, the little thing went away. Ah, I had a gold for you, Big D.
They were doing a survey.
That's an old...
That made it to a gold?
Yeah, I found it. It's an old one. Whenever we did it, it was an extremely easy question.
You can't... No single person can select a gold.
Yeah. They were doing a survey.
I mean, that's... You broke a cardinal rule.
There is no rule. No rule was ever mentioned.
The gold were created by me randomly recording these things and saving them. So, yeah, a single person can create them. But I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, that has nothing. It means nothing to me. It
means
yeah.
something to me.
Okay. Well, then it's yours. All right.
Fine. Bubba's got his own gold.
I'll get rid of it. Fine. It's gone. I just got rid of it. Delete.
Oh, he didn't delete it.
No, I did. Look, it's gone. Button bar, everything. It's gone. Deleted. So hey, fine, whatever. You didn't bring a gold.
You did not.
No, that's true. I've been listening to another podcast, much better than ours. It's called Up and Vanished. It's an older podcast, and it is so good. Basically, it's this beauty pageant teacher from South Georgia who goes missing. And this guy does a podcast, kind of a, you know, investigative reporting kind of thing. It's his first ever podcast. And they end up, he doesn't solve it. The police solve it. But following along, and it very seldom do you get those where there's a conclusion. And this one had a conclusion. And it was
a good one?
Yeah. I mean,
they found the person and everything?
Yeah. I mean, she died, but...
I could have told you.
Okay, but
that.
At least we have an ending to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, the good news is now we don't have to listen to the podcast because
we know.
We know what happens.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks, Big D.
Thanks for saving us the time on that one, D.
You're welcome. But also, he's the same one who also did the Atlanta monster, the child murders that went on in Atlanta back in the day, in the 80s or whatever.
I'm no not clue. Into that true crime stuff at all.
I like this. Podcasts that like actually have production to it, where they, you know what I mean? It's got some work, and it's like a
Are you show. Implying that our podcast
no,
is
our
not?
Show, no, our podcast is not that way.
Ours is a conversation.
Mm-hmm. It's very ours freeform is, and blah,
we
blah,
just,
blah.
Yeah, I mean, there is no plan. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what the plan was for this week's podcast, and I'm like, I don't know. We turn the microphones on and we talk and we have a conversation about everything. So, yeah, ours is different. Ours is more company. You know, like if you're driving on a road trip or whatever, you can get lost in the conversation with your homies.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just want to bring that up. Also wanted to bring up the fact that Bubba has been talking nonstop about the Corvette, the new Corvette that is out, the mid-engine.
Which looks great from the front, apparently. But
it looks really good right now.
Has a bad back end, as most of us do. And he is all about the new Corvette.
I think it looks beautiful. I mean, it's the Corvette C8, and again, it looks like a kind of a mix between a Ferrari 458, 430 from
Nobody
the side.
Nobody knows what any of that means.
Some people give them the props.
Listening to this knows what that means.
And then from the front, it still looks like a Corvette. It's a mid-engine. It's supposed to be debuting for under $60,000, and it looks like a Ferrari. I know the markups at the dealers are going to be crazy on this one.
No way.
But the biggest problem is the rear end is ugly. Like, the big problem with Corvettes, Camaros, etc., is the rear ends are just ugly. The rest of the cars
you
are beautiful.
You do hate that when that happens.
Yeah, when the rear
the
end is ugly.
The back view is not what you were promised.
You do. You want
a
good
rear
end.
Yeah, I had that problem with some of my college girlfriends.
This is why I squat.
Well, they should have put the Corvette through some squats because that butt looks bad. Just saying. But the rest of it looks amazing. And the price is right. You get something that runs sub 3 seconds, I think it is, or right around 3 seconds.
What
0-60.
Language are you speaking? It's like Greek.
Really?
Sub 3 seconds. Wait. Man.
Well, it's like a 3 second 0-60 time for under 60K, and it looks like a Ferrari. That's a win.
When I'm driving around traffic, I really wish I had 3 seconds 0-60 time and a car that could go 200 miles an hour when the speed limit is 70.
If you did.
But you could never take it out.
If you did, you would use it all the time. Big D. Remember that Mercedes we borrowed from that guy for a while? The one that I had borrowed from the dude? And that was the fastest car. I've driven everything just about.
I think it was a speed demon.
That thing was amazing. It was like a mid-2000s Mercedes.
Was it a V12?
It was a V12, dual turbos. This thing was
Patrick,
crazy.
How are you?
I'm good, Carson. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming.
But maybe we should just answer some phone calls.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, just reach on over there and just say hello. Right, hold on. You had conference. This is my favorite thing. Conference of two people.
Yeah. Okay.
And then let them talk.
Hello?
Hi, is this Big D and Bubba?
985, the radio station.
I'm sorry?
Is this 985, the radio station?
I was calling because of the Big D and Bubba show.
Is this part of, is this the 985 up in Clinton? KDKD?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
I was calling because of the radio show.
Yeah, can you play a song for me?
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything.
Can you play a song for
me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what song is it?
Can you play Pocket Atom? Or,
hello, is this the radio?
Yes.
Hello, is this the radio?
No, this isn't the radio.
Hi, thanks for calling Big D and Bubba Show.
Hi, I want to talk to the DJs.
Hey, if you want to talk to Big D, press 1.
I was trying to talk. Sorry?
If you want to talk to Bubba, press 2.
That dude hung up. Hey, hi. Who's this?
I was calling. Is this Big D and Bubba?
Yeah, it is.
I was calling because I don't know if it's a live show or not for the toilet seat issue.
Yeah, what do you think about all this?
So I've been the only female in my house, and almost every guy that comes over to visit for our family always puts it down, but I never really complained. It's actually my boyfriend who makes everybody put the toilet seat down, lid and all.
Why does he do it? Does he sit? If so, you need a boyfriend.
No, he doesn't. It's a hygiene thing,
it's
I
the
guess.
Poop
he just
plume.
Has a weird thing about wanting a toilet seat down.
Yes. It's the same thing I'm dealing
He's
with.
He's a good man. He's a good man. You hold on to him.
So this. Patrick says that Vivica tells him to put all the seats down, the lid.
Yeah, the lid down.
Because when you flush, you get germs that come out of the water because it's so much pressure. I don't know.
It's the poop plume.
Hey, did you guys want to order
the poop plume?
Yeah. I've heard that too, and I used to do it because of that. But I mean, I just do it because we have dogs. But he does it he makes everybody who comes to our house put the toilet seat and everything down.
Wait a minute. You're leaving it down so the dogs don't drink out of the toilet?
Yeah, but our dogs don't drink out of the toilet.
But what happens if you die in your sleep? Just go with me here. The dog needs water. And then now you're depriving the dog of water.
I leave the toilet seat up. I actually leave it up because we have a 6-year-old that stays with us part time, and I don't really mind either way.
You know, 6-year-old that you want to drink out of the toilet? I'm confused.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I want
to. For him to go to the bathroom. Half the time he doesn't lift it, raise it, whatever, like he's supposed to anyway. So I don't mind if the seat's up. But my boyfriend is adamant that everybody.
Hey, we have to go. There's a telemarketer calling us.
No, there's not.
Yes, oh yay!
There's...
Have fun with that.
All right, bye bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Are you sure?
Hello.
Oh,
man, we almost got to do a live telemarketer call on the podcast.
We were going to do that. It was about to happen. Yeah, it was a telemarketer right in the middle of all that.
And it was going to be the kid voice.
It was. Oh. It was going to be everything great.
The kid voice.
The two-level kid voice.
Sometimes
Bubba.
I call back.
Yeah,
is this the radio?
that was a complete mess. Like that was 10 minutes of craziness. And then we got into the toilet talk, which we covered on the show.
Big D saying we don't have good production value in our podcast. What are you talking about? That was gold, man.
Hello.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to be a telemarketer. Instead, you were Uncle
Remus.
We're
so easily entertained. We really are.
You guys remember what you said at the other stations that we worked at? Well, we would have a phone by the coffee machine, and I would go out and get coffee, and I would call the hotline every other day.
Yes, I remember.
I remember very vividly.
I used to do this thing where I would call, and I would be this character named David. And
hey, it's David.
They pick up. They go, "Hello,
hey, it's David."
And we would just go into this just dumb skit that we just make up on the fly, and then we'd air it because we're stupid.
No, my favorite is though whenever we would call other radio stations.
Oh, that was the best.
We would tell them that we would go, "Hi, this
you know
is."
What?
Roger from Blah 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 Entertainment, and we've got Chris Carter on the phone for you, and he's ready to
tell
go.
Tell them they have an interview.
Yeah. So they would be like, "Oh, we have an interview right now." Well, nobody told me, but yeah, I'll absolutely put them on the air.
Yeah. I have the audio of one of those where we called that, and that lady doesn't work at that station anymore, and we don't work at that company anymore. We should air that sometime. It was great.
It was good.
It was great. We called this lady we knew in Chattanooga, and in the middle of her show, because I got the hotline number because I knew somebody else that worked there. So when the hotline rings and they tell you you have an interview, you're just going, "Oh crap, man! They didn't tell me I had it." Like you just
so you just do it.
Somebody messed up, so you just do it. And I'm doing the worst interview as a country singer ever, and I had a guitar, and I'm like, "Would you like me to sing you a little bit?" I sang some horrible freaking song.
That's so funny.
It was so great.
So bad. Finally, hey,
I love that.
It's Big D, by the way.
I love doing that. I love the fake artist thing. So good.
I think we're about to bring something
back. No, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Now everybody's so...
Hey, I got a birthday shout-out to Nicole, Nicole Oler. She's like, "Can I get a shout-out? It's my birthday. Please don't be lying." Nicole!
Please don't be lying?
Yeah, about it being her birthday. Some people do that. They're like, "It's my birthday," and you give them a shout-out, and it's not. But anyway, I had to shout for her because that's what I do.
That's your joke.
I'm the literal shout. I've been doing that forever.
Hey, show everyone your sticker on your cap.
What? Oh.
Bubba has it.
Bubba went straight mini pearl.
Look at that.
He ordered a new 17 hat, and some of them come with this little sticker.
Can you see it?
Yeah. That says official 17 gear.
I just left it on there because it's
cool.
And
he left it there because he's mini pearl.
You don't think it's great?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Carson?
I thought it was nice.
See?
I thought it was cool.
Carson liked it.
You guys have a sticker. It's neat.
Yes.
We have a sticker, but you don't leave it on the hat after.
Some people do. Yeah. Haven't you been like around people?
Yeah.
Some people have stickers still.
Remember like
when
they left tags on their hats?
Yeah, it's not the tag. It's just the little sticker that says, "Hey, you got the official 17 gear."
Mm. Yeah, okay.
The only reason it bothers you guys is because you're taller than him, so you can see it. I can't.
That is true. Because I can't see it either.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway. All right. Maybe we should take it off?
Maybe we should plan these podcasts out.
Yeah.
No, think about it. Yeah.
I don't know. We made it to episode 250 what? 255 without planning anything?
So, Carson, how excited are you about the It trailer that came out yesterday?
Dude, so creepy.
I know. I still like the first one better.
The one with the old lady dancing.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
Yeah, that I think it's because it was an all-encompassing scene, and it let you kind of build up the tension and the creep factor.
Yeah.
But the bobbing up and down in the water in this new trailer, that was freaking me out.
Not freaking me out, just talking about it, and there's no way I'm going to see this movie.
What's the scariest movie you guys have ever seen?
Exorcist, only because I believe that people can be possessed. We had a girl in my school when I was in middle school that had to go away to, this is back when they still had insane asylums. I don't know what you would call them.
Sanitariums
or mental hospitals. Mm-hmm. They sent her away because she was possessed and she was like, whatever, she was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Was she possessed or just mentally ill?
I don't know. I know she went to the hospital because she claimed she was possessed. And yeah, so I forgot her. I totally forgot about her. I wish I knew her name because I'd totally name drop her right now.
So what made you, so you watched the movie afterwards?
I just believed it. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And then I saw the movie Exorcist and it was
in the
crazy
theater?
No, not in the theater. That movie's way older than me, but it's like just the whole, I mean, it was creepy.
Oh yeah, that's right. The
Exorcist is creepy still.
Yeah, the Exorcist 2 or 3, I remember, was a really creepy one.
I've never seen any other one because I don't watch scary movies.
I'm with you. I don't watch.
Now, will that
movies.
Give you nightmares?
No, I don't. I don't really dream.
Does it just make you feel? Ugh?
Yeah, I feel icky, and then I walk around the house at 2 a.m. You know, second guessing why am I walking around the house at 2 a.m. I like to not be afraid of the dark. I like to be able to go in the woods when it's dark and not think the Blair Witch is going to get me. You know, I like to be comfortable out. You know, the only thing I worry about in the woods after dark is some animal bigger than me. That's it.
Carson, what's the scariest one you've seen?
I watch a lot of horror movies, but I watch cheesy horror movies, so they don't really scare me. I'll be honest, I get more scared by books than I do. Because I'm not going to watch Paranormal Activity, or I don't watch any of those Annabelle things with the jump scares. But reading, I think like Pet Sematary is one of the scariest books I've ever read. And it took me the better part of a day to recover from because it was so frightening.
The book.
Yeah, the book was terrifying.
Poltergeist got me. That was another scary movie.
Yeah, like it's those kind of things. Where, I'm not saying it could happen because I know it's Poltergeist, but because when it's really in that real setting, like these poor people who just move into a new house, you're like, that's a little much for me. I prefer my killers in 8 movie incarnates. Like Jason Takes Manhattan. Sure he does. Okay, cool.
Patrick, what's your scariest?
Probably Dumb and Dumber. That was, I don't know. I don't watch scary movies, man.
At all?
I think I saw a movie called The Skeleton Key that was scary as crap.
With Kate Hudson.
Yeah, and I have some girl wanted to go see that movie. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
I really don't. I just don't. I won't do it.
What freaked you out, D? What movie?
Probably, like I said, Exorcist 2 or 3. That was a pretty scary one. Yeah. But yeah, I enjoy watching Ghost Hunters. Is that the name of it?
No. No.
It's a little campy at times, but. And I always think, golly, are they faking this? Because they have all these little gadgets and things that they go like, well, this is an RF meter. And this, it's lighting up. And I'm just kind of like,
And they get so over the top in their reactions to absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and then they'll play something back, and it sounds like this. And then they go, what is he saying? And then they say something, so your brain hears that because they planted it in your head. You know, so.
Remember we used to do the reverse speech guy? We used to call the reverse speech doctor or whatever it was. Some guy, he's like some professor somewhere. He would reverse things from presidential speeches. So you would hear like different presidents saying things that would be like prophecies, like, you know, he will kill me. And it was like JFK and that kind of stuff. But he would do that with songs, with kids. Like there's some kid in the bathtub, meh, 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 some little baby. And you play it backwards. It sounds like mommy, mommy. And like just weird stuff like that.
Yeah. See, I still kind of believe that guy. I don't know.
That's freaky, man.
It was.
That is interesting,
you hear reverse
actually.
Speech backwards and you're like.
Paul is dead.
Yeah. Paul is dead.
But that's a Beatles thing. You played it backwards. That was, in the 60s when they were talking about that.
I remember that well.
No. Yes. Bubba loves the Beatles.
Huge.
Huge Beatles fan.
They're bigger than Jesus, right?
Did they say that?
Yeah, didn't...
John Lennon did. Yes.
Yeah, John Lennon said we're bigger than Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember, you know, nobody knew Paul McCartney was until he had that Kanye song a couple of years ago.
No one knew who Paul McCartney was.
Like all my kids and all, nobody had a clue.
Okay, your kids, because they were raised by you who hates the Beatles because you're a weirdo.
I don't hate the Beatles. Okay. I hate their songs. No, excuse me. I love their songs. I just don't like them.
Yes.
If that makes sense. Like cover songs of the Beatles, like punk
snobby,
covers all. Yeah, rock
answer.
On.
Yeah.
Nobody knew Paul McCartney until Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, nobody knew Paul McCartney until they did that song.
Kanye made him, man.
Yes.
So what's the plans for the weekend? You got a poker tournament you're doing?
I played so much poker last weekend. I played poker for like 19 or 20 hours over 3 days. I don't need to play anymore today. It was burnout. Driving there, playing that much, driving back, like I feel like I didn't have a weekend. It was great, and
was it
I
just
loved
you?
It. Oh no, man! My whole family was there. It was awesome.
What?
Like my parents had my daughter, so they met us there. It's like halfway between here and where they live. So
why were they going to meet you to go to a poker tournament?
They just wanted to see their baby.
Just a way to meet up with us. It's just a place. There's a nice hotel with like other stuff going on, you know.
But they didn't see you because you went to a tournament.
They didn't
for 20
see me.
Hours.
They got you know.
Oh, they got to see her.
They got to see Vivica, and they had Evangeline, so they were bringing her back to us. You know, it's just cool.
All right. What about you, Carter?
There's this music convention that's going on, so I'm going to that
tomorrow.
Oh,
you going to the NAMM?
Yeah, I got free passes, so I'm going to go check that out.
What is that exactly?
I don't even actually know. I just know there's a bunch of musicians that I enjoy who are all going to be there, so I'm going to go kind
of. Are they playing? Is it like a concert?
Association of Music Merchant Music?
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, you get a guitarist who will play the guitar for whatever company endorses them, so they'll be there showing off that new guitar or something. It's just, I don't know, I figure I got a free pass, I'll go walk around and see what's up.
That's cool. What about you, Big D?
I'm pulling up NAMM conference.
N-A-M-M.
N-A-M-M. Oh, yeah, it looks...
It's a lot about gadgets and gizmos, new instruments, new boards, new whatever.
Here's the deal. I'll take a lap, and if it's terrible, I'll just go get lunch.
I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea.
No baseball tournaments?
No, they've got this weekend off, and then they start back on Wednesday for another week. So
that sucks that they have this weekend off, yet they didn't take the 4th of July weekend off.
I know.
Making families give up vacation time.
It's a thing, man. It's, you know, the families who do travel anything, baseball, soccer, lacrosse, any of that kind of stuff. Yeah, these tournaments are, you know, like the one we just came from in Atlanta was a huge one. There was like 250 teams that are involved in it at the same age. And so they come in from around the country to go compete in this. So, you know, it's a mess, man, and everyone wants to go to, what is it, Papacito's or whatever, or Papado's? No, Papacito's. Which one is the seafood place?
Papado's.
No.
In Atlanta?
Everybody wants to go to the same restaurant. There you go.
Yeah, thank you. And so, 2 hour wait.
Oh.
Yeah, guess what?
Nope.
And they did it. They waited.
Who does that? Who waits
who
for 2 hours?
Who does that 2 hours just to
for
sit?
For tacos.
Dude, I won't wait 20 minutes.
No. Mm-mm.
20 minutes. Anything past 20 minutes, I'm gone.
Man, really, guys? Y'all could go eat.
Anywhere.
You could eat anywhere.
Anywhere. And
I would rather go to a mom and pop Mexican place than, you know, some chain.
I was like,
I'm not taking anything away from the chain food. I'm sure it's great, but I'm just saying,
I'd rather go
mom and pop.
I don't know when I kind of turned that corner. I don't know if it made me old or what, but I said, there's nobody's making food that great.
Nope.
That I have to wait 2 hours.
I will not wait longer than 20 minutes for a table. I won't do it.
No.
There's somewhere else I can go.
Yeah.
I don't.
But here's the thing. Let's put you, because I'm the same way, but let's put yourself in this situation. You pull up to the place. It's the place you want to go. You get out of the car. You get the right parking spot. You go in and they go, it's going to be 45 minutes.
Oof.
And then you're like, yeah. Well, you guys want to go somewhere else?
Yep.
And they say, well, yeah, okay. So now you have to drive to that place, which takes 10, 15 minutes. And then you get out and they go, okay, it's going to be 20 minutes.
You might as well have stayed.
Yeah, you might as well have stayed at the other place.
Yep. You know, but see, to me, it's the equivalent of traffic, though, that I would rather get off a jammed up highway and take back roads. Because even though it's the same amount of time, it's not the same amount of time.
A lot of times the back roads are 10 minutes longer.
That's fine because I'm moving.
That's how I feel
with the restaurants. It doesn't matter that I've now driven 20 minutes to the other one because I've been moving. Just standing there waiting in the lobby, sitting on that bench, I just can't do it.
Nope. I don't want, no.
I just need to be moving.
Your food ain't that good.
No.
It's not.
No, this wasn't either.
The ones I can't stand is when you walk in and there's empty tables and like, it's going to be about 20 minutes. Can I sit there? We don't have a server in that section. Well, that's on you, bro. What?
Call somebody in.
Yeah. I hate that.
Could be worse. Yeah. Could have been Delta. They could have kept your...
The best is when they say, well, it's open seating at the bar. Yeah. That's the best. You go sit on the corner of the bar. You can get to see the
Frank
TV.
Frank and I did that last night. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Man, all day.
I always ask for the bar.
They asked, like, we walked in, and they're like, is it just the two of you? Yep. And she's like, do you want a table in here? It'll be about 10 minutes, maybe 15. I said, any spaces in the bar? She goes, yep.
So my favorite is when the bar is 21 and up. Because then, I know, you guys have kids. I don't. So that way, I don't have little screaming urchins behind me.
Urchins.
Yep.
Screaming urchins.
Yep. When we were all on vacation, we went to Rendezvous Ribs in Memphis. I know y'all been. It's delicious.
It's not delicious.
It's okay. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Does it feel overrated?
It's very overrated.
Is that terrible?
Very overrated.
I remember when I was at Ole Miss, everyone's like, we're going to take you to Rendezvous. And I was like,
I love barbecue sauce on my ribs. That's why I love it.
The part of it is seasoning is different. It's the setting. So you walk down an alley, you walk down these stairs, you're underground.
And it's huge.
Been there forever. You know, I get the whole atmosphere. And it's not terrible, but it's not the best.
Do you order ribs? Because what drives me nuts, people go, well, wasn't that good? What'd you have? Well, I got the chicken. That's on you.
No, I got
ribs. You went to a place called Rendezvous Ribs and ordered the chicken.
No, and they're good. And I'm like you. I like them dry.
Yeah, I like dry ribs.
But it was...
I like that. Whatever. I don't know what's in that seasoning.
I don't even like dry rub.
I don't know if it's
ribs.
Like cocoa or cinnamon or some kind of weird thing that you would never think to put in there yourself. And it's got to get. Anyway, yeah. I bring it up because there was just a family sitting there.
I wanted ribs now.
They look like they're in their early 30s. They had two kids, little girl, about three, little boy, about one and a half. And this kid is screaming bloody murder. And he did it for 20 minutes until we got up and left. He was still screaming when we left. Just screaming and screaming at the top of his lungs. Parents just sitting there eating ribs.
What?
You know, they're not even acknowledging the kid. Oh my gosh. It's the worst. Because take your kid outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't care about you. I care about everyone else in the place. Take your kid outside.
And you know what you do outside is that you give them a reason.
Yeah,
right.
That's what my dad would have done. I'm not saying that. Listen, maybe you can't stop your kid from crying, but you don't have to make the rest of these people listen to your kid scream for 25 minutes.
I know.
It's just the most, to me, that's the most inconsiderate thing you can do in a restaurant. My father would have dragged us outside if we had been acting like that.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah, you throw a tantrum once or twice when you're a kid.
And then you learn. That's not going to pay off.
Lit
I'm telling you right
up.
Now, that little kid is going to be horrible his whole life.
Little kid's going to be on social media calling people out. That's what that kid's going to be.
Going to be on
Twitter
telling everybody, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Well, why? Your headphones are on backwards. That's a sign of racism.
He's going to correct your spelling.
Yeah.
Correct your grammar. Tell you used the wrong meme.
That's right.
You used your meme wrong.
Excuse me, Chris Pratt, but that American flag shirt with the snake on it is racist. You're racist.
I mean, like, but we can't correct grammar. Because it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. The Chris Pratt thing is crazy.
Yeah, that's
He's wearing the Tread on Me shirt, and they're like, that's racist. And it's like, no, stop.
How is that racist? I don't understand how they even get that it's racist.
Well, because some racists wear that flag. I'm like, okay, some racists have beards. That doesn't make people with beards racist. Some racists have blue eyes. Well, you know,
I went to a national park in Massachusetts at Lexington and Concord, and you could buy the Don't Tread on Me flags, and I got the Join or Die patch. Yeah. So they are making the money off it. So you know what? It's a national park, and if they're selling it, I'm cool with it.
Of course you're cool with it. It was the first American flag. The Gadsden flag existed before the American flag. It was a battle standard they used from 1775, and it's not racist.
It's
America is racist.
It's
so
still actually flying right now on the front of our ships.
Oh, just hate. I hate people when they do that stuff.
Like I said, man. It's like
start calling
wolf.
Everybody racist.
That's what happens when you don't take your kid outside.
Yeah, that's it. All goes
that's
to
it.
That.
And then they become that kid.
Don't take your kid outside. You're going to create that.
This is what happens when you let your urchin scream.
Yes.
That's it.
Did y'all see the New York Times article about the moon landing being sexist and racist and everything else?
What?
There were
one
three
giant
different
leap for
tweets.
Man?
Yeah, one giant leap for man because there were no women. The Russians put women in space before we did, and African Americans and everything. I'm like,
Russia's way better than us.
Are you crapping on the moon landing?
In
on
Russia,
the 50th anniversary
women
of the moon
go to
land.
The moon. I mean, yeah.
Russia's
we send
great.
Women to moon. We also send moose and squirrel. No, the atmosphere, the boys' club atmosphere of NASA in the 60s is what led to the moon landing. Like, okay.
Well, you know, there were women involved, and secondly, the Boys Club got you to the flipping moon,
yes!
Which no one else on planet Earth has been able to replicate.
I'm reminded of that skit, Louis C.K. What happens next? Did you go to the moon and plant a flag? Yes.
What's
stop
the name of the movie
complaining.
With the two black mathematician
I thought
ladies?
It was three.
Numbers? Is that
what's the movie? It won all the awards a couple years ago.
Isn't it Numbers? Or is it?
No, it's not Numbers.
It's something like that. It's something to do with Numbers.
Yeah, it is.
It's like We're Really Smart is the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
hidden,
God.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. That's it.
You don't want to know what I Googled to get that.
No. You know what?
I Googled NASA women movie. NASA women movie, and
you're
it came up.
You're racist, Big D. Racist.
Well,
I don't care.
I will say this, man. You know, they can say everything they want about all of that being racist and whatever, but I think it's great that Buzz Aldrin was best known as the first man to ever pee his pants on the moon. Forever, he will be that guy because they didn't have bathrooms.
Right.
So they were like, well, you're in your little spacesuit bouncing in slow-mo. And he just, things got warm up here, fellas. And, you know, they're laughing because they're looking
Michael
at the
Collins had just keep circling the parking lot waiting for those two to come out.
Somewhere Michael Collins is going, if it wasn't for me, and it never got back.
Well, you know, didn't he get to go to the surface later?
Dude, you're asking me like I know. I can name the three guys who
you
landed on the moon.
You named Michael Collins.
Which is better than, you know, I don't know, most people. But yeah, I'm kind of got nothing. I know who never made it to the moon, Jim Lovell. He never made it to the moon?
No, he didn't.
He did not. He never got to go.
He should have.
We had him on the show like 16 or 17 years ago.
I Googled Michael Collins and I ended up with some leader of Irish rebellions or something.
Not the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same one.
Also, Phil Collins, not the same guy.
What?
Oh, how many Collins can we come up with?
Well, there's
Jackie
two
Collins.
Phil Collins.
Tom Collins.
So we
it's Phil Collins.
You got Phil Collins from Def Leppard, Phil
and
Collins.
Phil Collins.
Yep, Jackie Collins.
Who's Jackie Collins?
I don't know. I made that up.
Is there a Jackie Collins? Or Joan Collins? Joan Collins.
Who's Joan Collins?
I don't know.
Oh, there is a Joan Collins. A Joan.
Aren't they a romance writer?
She write romance novels?
Yeah, and then Jackie Collins was the actress on Dynasty.
My God, I literally made that up. Was that
isn't
a real
that
person?
Is that Jackie Collins?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I found a whole website. It says I've got a whole website of people with the last name Collins.
Oh,
really
is it
famous.
Is it Collins.com?
It's something like
right,
that.
Right, good. Just,
Dave anyway. Collins. He was a good guy.
Yeah. I particularly like Pete Collins. He was a good dude.
The internet is great. I mean,
it
literally.
Really is.
Is there a famous people with the last name Collins?
Kerry Collins.
Who's Kerry Collins?
Football quarterback.
Yeah.
Kate Collins was Michael Collins' daughter.
Did y'all say Judy? What? Did y'all say Judy Collins, the musician?
No.
No idea who
we did not.
Jackie Collins, who said that's the author.
Yeah.
Dude, I made that up. Yeah. I still didn't know that was a real person.
And Joan Collins is the actress. Dynasty. Yeah. There you go. They're sisters.
Kayla Collins. This is what it says. Now, this is a famous one. Famous Collins. Kayla Collins. Kayla Collins' measurements are 34D, 24,
34. Whoa! I wonder Kayla. What Kayla Collins is famous for. Get on you, Kayla.
This ain't the only thing on Kayla.
Jessica Collins. Actually, it might be the only thing on Kayla.
Jessica Collins, who's she?
Jessica Collins sounds familiar.
She is an American actress.
Okay. Hmm.
She looks familiar anyway.
Yeah. Oh, she was on True Blood, right?
How do you know that?
True Blood, I think she was on One Life to Live.
Oh, by the way, I have an admission to make. Thank you. Thank you very much, Carson, because now I'm completely addicted to Outlander.
You're
that
welcome.
That show is really good. It's funny because it's kind of slow. Like in the beginning, it moves a little slow, but it's crazy.
Dude, it's great. And again, it's a show dudes can watch.
Yeah.
Half of their audience is indeed male.
Let me tell you, that is a steamy little show.
Yes, it is.
Claire is steam. She's not a Collins, but she might as well be.
What? What network is that on?
Stars.
I mean, it's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Season one, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the first two.
Maybe the first two.
Yeah.
Well, season one is by far the best.
Oh,
and if
really?
You're looking for steaminess, season two doesn't have a lot of it.
I don't
kind
know.
Kind of a bummer.
There was like the first time they saw each other in 20 years.
That's season three.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. That was...
that is episode 7 of season 3.
Okay.
No, I think it's
Carson
like
went
six.
Extra nerd.
It's a 20-minute scene, dude.
Yes, it is. It
that's,
mirrors
that's
the wedding scene.
That's pornography, man. That's not...
It's not porn.
Oh, it's
kind of porn.
Pretty softcore.
20 minutes is porn. At that point, seriously.
That's how we decided.
The duration. That's how we decided. I'm like, has this been going on more than 2 minutes? Porn. Okay.
Also, don't you hate it when they do just these love scenes in a show? I hate it. I feel like, awkward. It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
I'm like, why are we even doing this?
Yeah.
What's the point of this?
Well, some of us enjoy it.
Like you can do, you know, like the way the old James Bond things used to do, like they would be in the bed and he would pull the covers over their head and you knew what would happen and they'd go to the next scene the next day. So you knew. You didn't have to see it.
Well, my point is, why are we even seeing it? Why are you even doing that? Why is this scene in there at all?
It is integral to the story in Outlander.
It is, actually.
Yeah. And on True Blood, it was just there because everybody was hot.
And by the way, why does
same thing
Frank's
with Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones was
relative
a lot of
look like
people.
Him
for no reason, right?
You're supposed to because they're relatives.
I mean, it made it entertaining, and it didn't last for 20 minutes.
Well,
I'm serious. Game of Thrones love scenes didn't last. That
no,
long.
They didn't. It's
no,
just Outlander.
It was like 20, 30 seconds. You get the point, and you're like,
Outlander is shot from a different gaze.
Oh, wait, so many jokes. So many jokes. Must not
okay,
make
so wait a minute.
Jokes.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Like the different, for it, so it's like more.
Is a feminine gaze. That's what the creators and the producers of the show said.
I thought
that.
Those were called lesbians.
No, not in this show.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, no, we don't
you said show. You weren't.
She said feminine. She did it again. And then she said feminine gaze. I'm sorry. Racist.
I didn't even make the connection until you said that. Gaze with a Z.
Can we please?
G-A-Z-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Z is not on the end.
You too. Like, seriously. You are both.
This has deteriorated so quickly.
All right.
I think a new Walking Dead trailer is about to drop, so.
I've got to go to bed.
I don't know if I can
part.
Handle a new Walking Dead. I'm still catching up on Fear right now. Mm. And Dwight just joined them. And I'm like, Dwight doesn't need to be on this show. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I changed
gosh.
It. I had to hurry up and shift
that's
from.
Okay. You can send hate mail. It's at Radio Patrick. I don't care. On Twitter and Instagram, you go right ahead. If you did not think that was funny, I don't want to be a friend. And
knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out. Racist.
Oh, yes.
And yeah.
Humor, not hate. Humor, not hate.
Who's the guest we have on after the?
John Ratzenberger.
Yeah, John Ratzenberger going to tell you all about how great.
So I saw Toy Story 4. It was really good.
Did you really?
Yeah. Was it racist?
It was not racist, but.
Did you hear it was racist?
It was not the best. It was not the
it
best
probably
Toy Story.
Is.
I would say it's. I don't think it was the best Toy Story.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't.
Then it's not, even,
like
it's not even a Toy
three.
Story
yeah,
movie.
Now, 3 was sad. I didn't want that sad crap. From
there
Toy
was
Story
two
3.
Scenes in 3
it
that
was
got
sad.
3 tore me.
Oh, man. I didn't need that in my life.
Man. That mm-hmm. got me. Man.
Maybe that's why they did, you know, the straighter, less cry Toy Story.
It was all right. But anyway, I have to go to Best Buy.
Well, you go to Best Buy.
They're still open.
What?
I thought they went out of business. I don't know. I haven't bought anything in so long.
I know. Okay.
All right, so John Ratzenberger, for those of you who are listening on the podcast, stick around after the jingle so you can
hear
that.
And don't forget, sorry to interrupt you, to rate the Pyre podcast 5 stars.
Yeah, definitely rate it 5 stars after this. I don't know
how great it is.
By the way, you can get one of these cool stickers attached to a cool hat at BigDandBubba.com. Look at that. Okay, you still hate my sticker? Yes.
I don't hate it, but it's all right.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The guy with the coolest names in the world, John Ratzenberger, is joining us on the hotline. What's up, John? How are you, man?
Well, you know, funny enough, I was thinking of the name Bubba.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I was told it came from like the Scottish. I don't know. I think it's because people are, you know, have children who can't say brother, so they go Bubba, and that's how it comes. Yeah, because I was gonna come up with this long explanation how it came from the Scottish clans of whatever, but yeah, I think the truth is we're just dumb as little kids and we can't talk yet, and we go Bubba, and that's how it happens.
Do you think it's come to the point where people actually put that on a birth certificate now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know some, mine's a nickname, but I know several people who actually are named Bubba. That is actually on their driver's license.
No kidding. And their parents are not in jail?
Well, no, their parents are in jail, of course, John. I mean, let's not be good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's not get silly.
The baby was born in jail.
That's right. Man, I can't tell you how excited I think the whole world is over Toy Story 4, and I think I already know the answer, but is this this is the last one?
Well, I don't know. I don't see why it would be the last one.
Oh, so it's, I had heard it was, so okay, good.
Well, I mean, these are people in Hollywood saying it's the last one, but, 4 years from now, they might have a different hierarchy, a different regime, and comes in and says, "Hey, let's make a fifth Toy Story."
Yeah,
you never know.
When was it for you, just personally, when you would be around? Because it was always, you're seen as Cliff, from Cheers. Do you remember that moment when it kind of flipped over to you being known as Ham the Pig from Toy Story?
No, I wish I could supply you with an answer here, but no, I don't think there was a moment.
So was there a moment where you became? Was there a moment where you quit being the guy from Empire Strikes Back and went to being the guy from Cheers?
No, as long as I had a uniform on, I didn't care.
I didn't realize you were in Star Wars. Have you been in every Pixar film?
Yeah, 25 years now. Yeah, John Lasseter called me 25 years ago. And he said, "You want to be a pig in a cartoon?" I said, "Sure." And that was it. That was the beginning.
And so when you guys go in, now when you're doing the Toy Story films, are you watching video and voicing it to the video, or are you just reading lines and they do what you do according to that?
No, I'm just reading lines. And they're filming the actors reading lines. I'm assuming they do it with everybody. And they put your facial expressions into the character as they draw the character.
Wow.
So the character's facial expressions will have come from the actor themselves.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is, I guess you always see it and you always go, yeah, they kind of, like, they don't look, like, the pig doesn't really look like you, but kinda. Yeah, kinda.
It's the facial expressions. It's the little intangibles that you don't pick up on. And you go, oh, wait, that's a John Ratzenberger thing.
Yeah, there's with Hammy the Pig, it's the eyebrow. One eyebrow going up and one going down.
Yes, yes.
That was, so that's kind of like one of Hammy's signatures. I love signing the piggy banks. Every now and then I'll run to somebody, I'll have a piggy bank for me to sign.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And a hammy piggy bank. And so that's where I noticed that eyebrow, one eyebrow going up and one going down. I'm like, okay, yeah, that looks like me.
That's awesome. John, you've got a thing that Bubba and I have always been, and we kind of take a little heat on it every once in a while when we bring it up on the air, is the fact that it seems like nowadays everybody thinks they have to get out of high school and go straight into college. You've got to figure out what you're going to do, what your major going to be. And my whole thing is, college isn't for everybody. How about people who go out and, you know, can fix stuff? Because when your transmission goes out, you know what? The guy who has a degree in business doesn't have a flipping clue what you're doing, what he's doing with transmission. You're going to need somebody who right. can actually get their hands dirty and understand mechanics. And it goes the same thing with plumbing and carpentry and roofing.
All these factory robots need repair, guys. Just saying.
That's exactly right. But you created this foundation. Talk about this.
Well, I did both. I went to college, studied English, and right after college, I became a journeyman carpenter because I've been doing carpentry all my life. When I was 14, I said to myself, I want to learn how to build a house and everything in it. And I did. And so all through college, that's actually how I made extra money, doing carpentry work. So as the years go on, I realized I was doing my show Made in America, where I travel around the country finding out how things are made.
Which I wish they would bring back.
Oh, such a great series.
Yeah, just call the Travel Channel. Tell them to get on that right away. I'd do it in a second. But it was while I was doing that show and visiting these different factories, I looked around and I realized there were no young people in these factories. They were all, average age was about 45 years old at the time. And so I started asking around about it and realized we're running out of people that know how to make things. One of the reasons, one of the main reasons, is that they they canceled shop classes from schools where kids used to go to learn how to work with wood or metal or cars, and home ec, where you learned how to cook or take care of babies, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all skills. And I thought, we're in danger as a civilization. We're in big trouble. And it comes to pass that, yes, we are. We're in big trouble because you talk to any builder now, and they'll tell you how difficult it is to find a carpenter. or a glazier or a bricklayer. And that's why President Trump, I'm on his task force for apprenticeship expansion, because he's a builder. He gets it. I went to two of the presidents prior to him, trying to get them to listen. I said, look, we're running out of people. This affects our civilization. We could be a third world country if someone doesn't fix the roads. Because of even as simple as that, people don't stop and think, not only are we filling in that pothole, but there's a bulldozer or some heavy equipment doing the work. Well, someone has to build that heavy equipment.
Yep.
And then afterwards, someone has to operate it, and someone has to maintain the engine. Try to find a diesel mechanic nowadays. That's very difficult.
Yep.
So all these trades put together, if they're not there, we are in big trouble. You know, we become a third world country then. President Trump was the only one who got it. He put together a task force, and we're hard at work promoting apprenticeship expansion. And he'll probably make an announcement on it sooner than later. But, as a nation, that's what built a nation.
Yeah, absolutely. It was built.
What's that?
Literally, our nation was built. It didn't just appear. It had to be built.
Right. It wasn't celebrities and sports stars that built America. It was the people that showed up with a toolbox and got to work. And that's just the way it is.
There is no shame in a blue-collar job. That's what we've said for years. You know, if you're not that person who's going to go to college, don't be ashamed. Take what your skills are, whatever it may be, and own that. There is a great living to be made working with your hands.
Yeah, I lived by that philosophy for about a year, so much so that my son, after he went to college, was teaching school, and one day he said, Dad, I want to be a plumber. And he is.
So he left. He left teaching.
He left teaching to be a plumber. Yeah.
Wow,
that's making a ton of cash.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man.
I always say if you're a female plumber, you probably make a bazillion dollars because how many ladies would love to have a female plumber come into their house whenever they're home alone?
Yep.
I'm like, that's just like a business waiting to be, thriving.
Yes.
Good thinking. But you know what? I mean, with the apprenticeship that my son went through, and even, back when I was a journeyman carpenter, I mean, it's not easy. There's book learning to be had.
Yeah.
You have to study angles and percentages and a little bit of chemistry here and there. So it's not easy. People shouldn't assume that all of a sudden you give somebody tools and they become a plumber. Well, you're studying. You're going to school twice a week, at night, after the job. Well, it's rough. But the other end of it, is you're making a ton of dough. The plumber that I use up in Connecticut owns two apartment buildings.
Yeah. He owns them. It's so great.
He owns them, yeah.
Well, John, man, we are big fans, and not only of what you do on screen, but
I think
also,
the off-screen stuff is way more important.
I agree. And thank you.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's definitely needed and it's appreciated by us. And just let you know that there are some media out there who is pushing this agenda as well. Well, John, thank you so much, man. Congrats on the movie, and we'll be heading out to go see Toy Story 4.
Roger that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go, John Ratzenberger.